Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Miss Amy. How are you doing?
Great. It's officially summer.
I saw on Facebook you were up early, sleeping on the porch. What was that about?
Really? You saw my Facebook post.
I gotta check up on my host.
4:45 a.m. Yeah, I was sleeping on the sleeping porch.
What is a sleeping? I've never heard that term. In Miami, Florida, they don't have sleeping porches.
Oh, well, we have two screen-in porches, and the lower screen-in porch has a queen-size bed on it.
Nice.
It's great. It's great to sleep out there, and I found last night it was cooler outside than it was in the house.
So you abandoned your family?
I did. Yeah. I abandoned my family and left them to roast inside, and I went
there
to the sleeping porch.
Every man for himself.
But at 4:45, I was woken by Vivaldi, very loud, and it was the AJC delivery guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then I was awake, and I felt great, so I got up and worked out. And
off you went.
Yeah, checked on my friends on Facebook, and yeah. It's already midday for me, Lee.
That's right.
It's a good day, too. We've got a great lineup of guests today. You know, kind of diverse, but it seems like we have a lot of listeners lately. Everybody's interested in learning more about finance. I think with the market and the economy, it's top of mind to many. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. This morning, we have Mike Moore from Cost Segregation Services, and that's a mouthful. And I can't wait for you to tell us all about what Cost Segregation Services is.
Hi, Amy.
Thanks
for having me.
So where do we start? I mean, cost segregation.
Why don't we define some terms?
Yeah, it sounds like it's got some IRS implications and all kinds of things. Give us the skinny on it.
It absolutely does. I am employed by BDO Seidman LLP, which is an international accounting organization, and in the cost segregation services group. Ultimately, what a cost segregation study does, it's an analysis designed to accelerate portions of real property to accelerate federal tax depreciation deductions and lower your current period expense.
Hmm. And how is that done?
Why would we want to do that? Is that a good thing?
It is a good thing. What you can do then, generally a business is a building that's placed in service is depreciated over 39 or 27 and a half years, depending on its specific business use. What we do is shift as much of that property that we can to 5, 7, or 15-year depreciation lives, which increases your current deductions and lessens your federal tax burden in today's dollars rather than spread out over 39 years.
Wow. I would imagine that's pretty important right now when everybody's looking at every dollar and trying to stay lean. Maybe walk us through an example of how this has worked for a company that you've worked with.
Actually, we're just finishing up a project for a great company in Baltimore. I can't say their name. They're privately held. But what they do is own commercial flex properties. Starting in, I believe, 1999 through 2008, they placed several of these in service. We did a walkthrough of all of their property. We looked through their depreciation schedule. We accelerated approximately 9 to 11% of that property into short-lived property, which in real terms gained them an $800,000 depreciation deduction multiplied by 35% is roughly in the neighborhood of $350,000 or so worth of federal tax savings this year.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
So how do you go about doing this? What does it require of the business owner or property owner?
It's actually a very simple process. If we could look at on existing buildings that you own, if we could look at a depreciation schedule, we can mirror that with our historic database and see if there's any potential of a benefit there. New construction, we'd like to see the final contractor schedule of values and any additional soft costs that should be allocated to the project. But other than that, it's very simple to get an initial estimate of potential savings.
So your company's been around for 100 years plus, right?
BDO Seidman will be celebrating their 100 years of operation in 2010.
Wow. Yes. And a lot of different specialties within that practice, it sounds like.
Absolutely. In fact, part of our growth lately is we're trying to move more of the specialty practices to regional offices, which Atlanta is a big regional office for us.
So then this would be a cost segregation office?
No, it's actually the accounting office in Midtown, and we're just a subset
of that.
Exactly.
So if corporate taxpayers are listening now and they are wanting to engage you, what would be the best way to go about it?
Probably either email mmoore, M-M-O-O-R-E at BDO.com, or direct dial at work is 404-979-7119.
And what would be going on in their world that they would call you? What would they have to have going on?
They would have to be profitable, for one, which for many this year
some is, of your business now.
Is yes, it will limit for 2009 right. tax year. They do have to show profit. They have to be a for-profit entity. They can't be a not-for-profit. They have to pay federal taxes, and they have to be looking for methods of decreasing their current tax liability, which we all are.
And this is something you can just look very quickly to see if this would work for them, right?
Absolutely. Probably a cursory couple-hour review of their fixed asset schedules on existing properties, and we can let them know if there is some potential there to move forward.
So it's a win-win. I mean, it sounds like people would want to contact you if there's any chance at all they could save money, right?
That's probably the best part of my job, is nobody leaves unhappy. Everybody
good.
Likes to save money.
Yeah, no kidding. Do you mind touching a little bit on the economic stimulus bill and how that might relate to our listeners?
Absolutely. Bonus depreciation was first instituted after the 9/11 terrorist attacks in 2001. It instituted a 30% and 50%, depending on the exact time frame, amount of bonus that you could immediately deduct in the current year on short-lived property of less than 20 years. That ended in 2004. The economic stimulus bill of 2008 extended 50% bonus through the end of 2008, and then just more recently, the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act extended bonus through the end of 2009, and it also extended the 15-year straight-line deduction on qualified leasehold improvement property. It added a qualified restaurant property category, and it also created a qualified retail property, which is similar to the qualified leasehold improvement.
So you have a lot of expertise. I mean, even though you're not a CPA, you have an MBA. Tell us a little bit about your background that led you to getting into this. This isn't something that you just all of a sudden say, gee, I want to go into cost segregation.
No, I certainly didn't grow up.
When you were a kid, you were thinking, right? One day
like
I'll get into cost segregation.
Exactly. No, believe it or not, I began my college career hoping to be an airline pilot. That didn't work out. I ended up being a general contractor, licensed in Michigan. I'm working actually on my Georgia certification also. After a tour in the Army, I worked for several general contractors in cost estimating and project management, and eventually earned my bachelor's degree and earned my master's degree after that. And found this job, and it's a perfect synthesis of all of my background.
It really is.
One. It's all by accident. Yeah. Actually, I wish I could say it was some great plan, but it was not.
It really is. I mean, just a combination of your background and expertise would lead you to be very good, I would imagine, in cost segregation. If any of our listeners want to learn more about your company or are interested in engaging you, what's the best place to reach you?
What's the website?
www.bdo.com is the website. Probably the best way to reach me directly is email mmoore at bdo.com or 404-979-7119.
Terrific. Any final thoughts?
No, that's great.
Thanks so much for being with us today. We hope folks will reach out and, gosh, save some money with you.
Really?
I hope so, too. Thanks again for having me.
You know, and again, I said lots of our listeners have been trying to save money. Our next guest, Jonathan Rosen, is the chief executive officer and of his company, and we want to hear all about it. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Tell us about your company.
Thanks. Appreciate the opportunity to join you.
So tell us what you do and what excites you about your job every day.
Well, you know, it's an interesting question, because for a number of years I struggled to define what our business was and how it operated. And, you know, I found myself on vacation a number of years ago driving through Mexico, and as I was as I was driving, I noticed all of these half-built, partially built homes. As I'm looking at the partially built homes, I noticed there were different colored brick and stone and so on and so forth. And I couldn't understand why all these homes were partially built. So I asked the taxi driver, can you explain the partially built homes? What's the deal here? And the answer I got was, well, we build till we run out of money. Hmm. And then, you know, we stop until we get more. I said, wouldn't it be easier to mortgage the property and then build it, or use a construction loan, or approach it that way? And the answer I got was, well, we don't have those in this area.
So your company then is a global finance company, right?
It is. And what we realized was, as we're looking at these mortgages or these absences of construction, I realized Americans have the same problem. American business owners have the same problem with retirement planning. So we are to retirement planning what mortgages are to home ownership.
Interesting. That's a great analogy.
And so we invented a concept that is essentially the leveraged retirement program. And it's a way to enable business owners to fully fund their retirement plan up front using leverage and do so at a fraction of the risk. And so one of the things I'm able to say that's pretty exciting about our business right now is over the last couple of years, as the market has suffered a great deal, none of our account holders have lost a dime.
Wow.
Because everything we have is fully hedged. So all of our accounts have held their value, and now they're positioned for significant upside growth if we experience economic upswing. And so what we've done is, through leverage, build a retirement planning instrument that protects against downside, gives you upside potential, and does so at a fraction of the risk and cost.
Interesting. So,
and what about the return?
Well, the answer is our philosophy doesn't involve market timing. It involves time in the market, the compound interest effect. And so the rate of return we generally target, we actually want lower rates of return at less risk, but we want it on more money. So, for example, I'd much rather have a 5% return on $1 million than a 15% return on $25,000. And so our goal is to get as much in, hedge out the downside risk, and give you the upside at lower rates of return but more compounding.
So are your programs backed by lenders?
We are actually our own lender.
Okay.
We created our own lending company in 2003, and we're funded through international and domestic financial institutions, and all of the products are insured and backed by U.S. insurers. So what we've essentially built is a fully hedged financial planning instrument for business owners to be able to, one, replenish assets in a tough economy, two, generate market rates of return at much lower rates of risk, and as a result, we've grown a great deal. We're now up to almost 5,000 independent sales representatives nationwide, and almost 40 home office people here in Atlanta.
So, what's it take, like, if somebody wanted to get in? Like, who is your typical client? Is it a doctor or a business owner?
It's anything from a physician to an attorney to a small business owner to big corporations. We've done plans as small as $400 or $500 a month to as big as $40,000 or $50,000, or $75,000 a month.
Does it take a certain amount of income to enter?
The minimum requirements are really based on the ability to pay the carry on the invested amount. So in this case, the smallest transaction is $100,000, which amounts to, let's call it, $500 or $600 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So the real metric is the ability to pay $500 or $600 a month on an ongoing basis to fund a retirement plan.
And so a retirement plan that will get you that $100,000?
Yeah. What happens is the $100,000 is immediately funded, and then let's just say that money were to double every 10 years. Well, 10 years out, you now have 200, and 20 years out, you have 400. So,
but you're still paying the 500?
But you're still paying interest on your original 100.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
is he speaking English? I'm sorry. Did you see my eyes glaze over?
I get that a lot.
I'm sorry. I mean, I get where you're going with it, and I understand you have like a lot of physicians or medical practices that would be clients of yours. And in my mind, the gears are working, and I'm thinking because they think long term, and the life of a physician is pretty set. I mean, they kind of know mm-hmm. when they want to retire. So maybe walk us through. So if I'm, say, I'm 40. And I want to invest.
I'm not touching this.
I want to invest.
And but I'll sit here, and as long as you feed me cherry.
And I want to invest, and I know I want to retire at 60. How would you approach my investment? Would you look at my overall assets and how much I could afford to invest every month, or what my lifestyle is and what I would need at the end?
We'd look at both.
Okay.
What we would take a look at is we can do it a number of different ways. One is we can target a monthly investment number that you prefer to pay each month.
Mm-hmm.
The other is you can tell us, I need X dollars, $100,000 per year at retirement.
Okay.
Tell me how much I need to put in each month in order to get there.
Okay.
And so we can solve either way.
And when you said your clients haven't lost a dime, how do you explain that?
Well, what happens is all of the underlying investments have floors in them. And so they're guaranteed to return some portion of whatever the market does, or zero, whichever's higher. So in a bad year, you end up with zero return, but you haven't given up what you have gotten previously.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
Good.
And actually, I think it would be more interesting over cocktails rather than cherries, but no. It does sound like you are able to share with your clients, though, break it down into simple terms that they understand.
Well, that's why they don't let me talk to them.
You're funny. Are you looking to talk to businesses or individuals?
Either. I mean, essentially, individuals who own small businesses of some kind, even if they're small consulting companies or, small plumbing shops, small businesses of any kind can be viable candidates for retirement planning. I mean, one of our big initiatives of recent has been helping people bridge what they've lost in recent months and years. And so looking at someone saying who has had $1 million account and has lost half of it, okay, how about we lend you the half you've lost and allow you to catch back up?
That's nice.
So,
but I would benefit by being part of this larger pool of people. Like, does that help me by being part of your group? With my money pooled with everybody else's?
It gives you access to products that you might not otherwise have access to.
Mm-hmm.
It enables the average business owner to invest like the very wealthy.
Interesting.
Because very few people have $1 million account to play with, but a lot of people can afford to invest $50,000 or $60,000 a year.
Yeah, you're right about that. Now, you've probably piqued the interest of many of our listeners. How can they go about engaging you further?
They can find out more about us at ontaire.com, www.ontaire.com, or they can email us at info@ontaire.com.
Did you have any final tips for our listeners?
Not that I can think of offhand, although I do really appreciate the invitation. It's been a pleasure to be able to speak with you today.
Sure, and we hope our listeners will reach out and learn a little bit more about how you can help them as well. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Lee, next up we have The Bomb. It's not the cherry bomb yet, but we have from The Bomb, business attorney David Walker. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Hey, thanks for having me. This is great. By the way, I was able to listen to some of your previous podcasts before I came here, and they're great. You guys have a great concept going. I love Atlanta Business Radio, and your voices are excellent for radio.
You know, wow, we always say we have the face for radio and the voice for radio. Well, thanks for being with us today. And, you know, we do find that a lot of our listeners will listen to a little bit about a business. And it's almost like getting your business chronicle on your iPod is some of the comments that folks have shared with us, that they like to listen to hear what's going on with new businesses in Atlanta. You intrigued me a little bit. A lot when you sent me the email about the BOM. Your background is very diverse, and the BOM, Business Owners Movement, we want to hear more about it.
Sure. The Business Owner Movement is a weekend session that I began to accommodate a new startup business owners. As a business attorney with my own practice, I get a lot of people recently who've been laid off or who've been thinking about going into business. And the issue that I've had is that Monday through Friday, I tend to manage the clients that are already in business and generating revenue. So I came up with the concept to say, if you guys could all come to one session on Saturdays between 10 and 12 where I can talk to you en masse, I can offer you a commoditized service, a membership, so to speak, in which I can give you free legal advice. I'll bring in other service providers on topics that you're interested in, and I'll help generate leads by having the business owners network among one another. And if you don't have an LLC, I'll form one for you. So this was really designed initially to be a launching pad for people who were getting to start their business. It has evolved over the last 3 months to become something much more, which includes businesses that are currently operating. A lot of my clients have joined, and I've had some of the service providers who came to talk. They've actually joined as well because of the leads that they've generated.
So it's networking and also bringing these businesses together to learn about probably best practices too, I would imagine, right?
Yes, and, you know, my background as a business attorney, I only do good news legal work. I don't do any bad news stuff, no divorce, criminal, DUI, bankruptcy, litigation. I focus solely on startup and small businesses. I really have two types of clients, so those that are looking to raise capital and also those where I act as their general corporate counsel. So my background is president of a VC firm and corporate counsel of a public company that I help to take public gives me a lot of depth on not just the law, but the business. And for a lot of these business owners, I kind of act as a dual capacity, both their coach as well as their attorney.
Now, where are you finding these prospective business owners?
Well, that's interesting because when I originally thought of this concept, it was just the people who would call me on a day-to-day basis, and I would just kind of offer it to them to come on Saturday, and I did.
So these are people that maybe they couldn't afford your services, or they were interested and they weren't sure, so you just said, why don't y'all just come on the weekend and we'll all talk together?
That's exactly how it started, exactly. And that formed the core basis of what I just thought would be a nice thing to do for the community.
Right.
And eventually they started inviting friends and other business owners, and then they would ask me things like, you know, Dave, how does buying or selling a business works? And I'd tell them, but then I'd have a business broker come.
Right.
And I'd say, would you explain to them?
Because they're the expert. Mm-hmm. Now, how many people come to these weekend sessions?
We get between 15 and 25. We launched in April, and we have 35 members. They don't come every week because it's Saturday from 10 to 12. But on an average week, we'll have between 15 and 25, about half of which will be members and the other half will be visitors.
So some of our listeners are entrepreneurs or folks that are thinking of starting a business. One of the very first things I know I had to do when starting my business is find an attorney, you know, develop that LLC and get a federal tax ID number. Is that something you help with in this group?
Yes. We've had, and I'll give you an example. I had a group that was recently laid off. They were a professional consultants, and they came together and they said, Dave, we want to get together and form our own business, but they were kind of unsure what to do first. And so I said, well, come to one of the Saturday sessions, and I formed their LLC for them and got them their EIN to get them started. And what I find with new
business... Right there at that session?
Same day.
Knocked it out.
Yep, just knocked it out, filed it, get the EIN, got them started, and they were able to open up a bank account a couple business days later. But what I find with a lot of new business owners is they're very good at their service or their product that they offer. The problem is they get caught in the infrastructure and the structure. So this is a way to kind of relieve them of that stress because they can bring their legal questions in on Saturday. They can bring some of the structural questions in, and then they can get back. And, in fact, that group just missed out on a $5 million contract.
So they were in the running for it?
Yeah. And they just formed their company probably less than a month ago. But because they had so much confidence now to go out and get business, they felt.
So you help them in that area as well?
Well, that's what the
network does.
Yes, that's where the networking comes into play. what we do in the last, the session is 2 hours. In the last hour, we ask each of the business owners to stand up for 30 seconds to a minute to tell a little bit about themselves. And we have a form that we pass out to the other people in the room, and we ask them to concentrate on that business owner and think of a relationship that they would need to be able to facilitate their business.
Right.
It doesn't have to be revenue, but something that they can use and take away. And it's really a way to force people to build relationships. And so you leave with four or five leads in your particular industry, and you follow up on the phone calls, and you go out.
How much is it to be a member?
It's $350 to be a member, and that's annual. And additional $150 to form an LLC. So if you already have an LLC, it's or corporation. It's
so you're getting kind of like legal advice for $350 a year.
Yes.
Weekly legal advice.
Yes, and the service providers.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's really good, actually. I can't remember, Lee. Do you remember what it cost to get your business set up with the attorney and the LLC?
Right.
And all that?
I mean, you're dropping that easy.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So
just having coffee in the lobby, I think it's $350.
Yeah, that's right. So if our listeners, if you've piqued their interest and they want to learn more about the business owner movement or engage you for your services, how do they go about that?
Sure. The Business Owner Movement has its own website. It's thebusinessownermovement.com. And we've also got another domain name that's a little bit shorter. It's thebomb.biz, thebom.biz. And my information as an attorney is davidmwalker.com. That's my
But if they went to thebomb.biz, they can get access to you. They can get everything, right?
Exactly. There is a summary of what we've been doing every Saturday. I post on every Saturday. And then there's also information for the next event that'll be held.
And it's a weekly event?
Yep, weekly.
Where is it at?
Atlantic Station.
And can you visit?
Yes, of course. We have visitors. It's $15 if you RSVP in advance, and it's $20
at the door.
Members are free. Uh-huh. So.
That might be a good thing to do on a rainy Saturday.
Yeah, go by. Check it out.
Yeah, I'm there every Saturday.
You're there yourself?
Yeah, I am there. This Saturday, I'll have my director there, but I'll be on by conference call because I have a wedding in Virginia. Mm-hmm. But not my wedding.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for sharing with us today. We hope folks will reach out.
But there's always an expert there? Like you always bring somebody on?
Lee's not finished. Lee hasn't had enough.
It's just an amazing service. To get legal advice for $350 a year, I mean, that's crazy.
We have a list of our upcoming interviews on our homepage, and then we have a summary of some of the interviews that we had. And we're not as good as you guys are in terms of our equipment and personnel, but I think that it's enough information for a business owner to really understand things and understand where they fit in the timeline of the growth of the business.
Well, we appreciate you helping the community like this.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
That's a real service that helps.
I mean, it is an outreach because it's intimidating for folks, and usually just that first initial getting things set up is what's so hard. And if you're able to give them the legal advice and to help get them set up, that's incredible. And Atlantic Station is conveniently located, too, I must say. Great place for your meetings.
Thebomb.biz.
Check it out. Lee, I'm always the bad guy that has to keep us on time.
Yeah, you're right.
You love to chit-chat.
Sorry.
You could sit here all day. I know. But you know what? I've been so patient.
Thank you.
For 30 minutes waiting for my chocolate-covered strawberries. Strawberries, cherries.
Cherries.
And with that being said, I want to welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show our last and final, definitely not least, guest, and it's Andy Freeman from Cherries Divine. Welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be
here. Chocolate covered cherries, and they're beautiful too, by the way. They're beautifully packaged. They look great. Tell us about your business.
Well, we started Cherries Divine Chocolatiers a little over 3 years ago in my mother's kitchen. Started using chocolate covered cherries as favors and leave behinds on another business that I was involved in. And when my clients started calling wanting chocolate covered cherries versus the other services I was there to sell, we thought we might have something and presented them to some existing clients, and it was kind of a if I could, would you, and it evolved out of my mom's kitchen.
Wow, a lot of things happen and evolve out of mom's kitchens, I've noticed. So it's funny because when I open this, they all look so fresh. How do you do this? Where are they dipped? And walk us through the process.
Just so you know, you should share, Amy, that you too make chocolate cherries, strawberries.
I'd use chocolate covered strawberries, but the shelf life is so short on those.
Sure.
And it's funny because honestly, I think sometimes people only do business with me because of the chocolate covered strawberries. Seriously. Well, because they like them so much.
We're looking to get into that as well. There seems to be a big demand for that. Yeah, sure. But my mother has made chocolate-covered cherries for 25 years during the holiday season. And one of the things that makes hers unique is that we leave the stems on the cherry, and she coats the cherry with a buttercream before dipping into chocolate.
So then that extends the shelf life, I would imagine.
It does. And the cherries that we use are they're harvested in the Columbia River Gorge of Oregon and Washington State.
Where's the video camera when I need it?
They're really good. Oh, my goodness, y'all. I'm sorry, but they're really good. I took the white chocolate one.
And you notice we dip them in a variety of different ways. We'll dip them in a dark chocolate, a white chocolate, and a milk chocolate. The medley we call a divine medley, hence cherries, divine chocolatiers. And our packaging allows companies to put their logo on them to use as corporate gifts throughout the year. And we're able to ship throughout all over the country.
I'm at least you're able to keep talking as we're all like ooing and awing.
That's an endorsement.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Look, I'm eating the pieces off of my lap. It's so good. Wow. Lee, you haven't had one yet.
No, I'm just enjoying watching you enjoy them.
It's funny to hear you talk about your services. I just set up a secondary business called Berries Divine to start doing
to expand berries, into other berries.
Exactly.
Now once people try these, is this like, you know, it sounds like you've been doing it as a corporate gift, like end of the year kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what if you want it like every month?
Well, we have a website, cherriesdivine.com. We ship all over throughout the year, all over the country.
Where do you get the cherries year round?
They come from, they're harvested in the Columbia River Gorge of Oregon and Washington State. And the people that manufacture the cherries or harvest the cherries, they're shipped to me on a pallet. I get about a couple hundred thousand cherries on a pallet. And I've got a 90-day shelf life on the cherries.
Mm-hmm.
So
so every quarter you're getting another pallet full?
Exactly, about a quarter. We'd like to see us getting more pallets than that, obviously. But we've just recently rearranged our business model from targeting just corporate gifts and being a gift business to getting into the wholesale and retail side of business. With this new packaging that you're looking at, it gives us a 90-day shelf life, which is what the retailers are looking for. Mm-hmm. So
but you can go online and order, right, just whenever you want.
Absolutely. We ship in the summer months with a cool pack, mm-hmm. kind of frozen gel pack in it, so the product arrives fresh and cool.
Right. So how's that going, the online sales?
It's 50% of our business right now.
Really?
The other 50% is wholesale retail. And we're preparing to go to the Fancy Food Show in New York.
Oh, that's big
in a couple
time.
Of weeks, and that's big time. Time. That's you've made it when you get there. We'll see.
Right.
We'll
see. Why don't you share a little bit with our listeners what that Fancy Food Show is?
It is a gourmet food show where there's 2,400 exhibitors and over 24,000 buyers from all over the world come to see what is new and unique, new fresh ideas.
Right.
Out
if
there.
You're a foodie, that's the show.
It's the show. I mean, it's the holy grail of gourmet food shows.
I will say,
have you been there?
I used to go there quite a bit when I was in the chocolate business in Chicago, and I remember going 18 years ago, and y'all, this is how things have changed. The novel food that year was chocolate dipped coffee beans. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, can you believe dipping chocolate coffee beans? And now, I mean, they're everywhere, but I can see Cherries Divine fitting in very well with that concept.
Great
time there, I'm sure.
So you're looking right now for clients that are corporate clients, but also wholesalers, or do you private label them as well?
We do offer private labeling, and yes, corporate clients that do gifting, not only fourth quarter, but throughout the year.
Right.
We've got a unique program that will put their brand on the box.
Mm-hmm. Like their logo?
Their logo.
Right.
It's a great idea.
Now how do you, Amy, do you use the chocolate strawberries as thank yous?
Yeah, usually as thank yous. Or, you know, it just gets old, especially in my business. People are always bringing in donuts or bagels or, you know, things like that. And the chocolate dipped strawberries are just healthier in my mind. And it's a special treat. And it's easy for me to do. And I always say, people ask for the secret ingredient, and I say, it's a lot of love. Yeah, I kind of tasted a lot of love in those cherries, too, Andy.
Thank you. Similar story. I was in the printing industry for 14 years, and when I would go on a sales call, it was normal for people in my industry to leave golf balls with the logo or a coffee mug. And I was tired of doing, you know, the same old, same old. And having watched my mother make chocolate-covered cherries at Christmas for 25 years, she taught me how, and cooking is all, and being in the kitchen making food has always been a passion, so I just took a risk and started using them as favors, and
people get hooked.
It evolved.
That's and look where we are now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow, that's amazing. So
fun story.
People that are listening, listeners that are hearing
me, missing out. We need a studio audience.
You need to go online. Give us the website so people can go online and order these. It would make a great corporate gift or a great Father's Day gift.
We've got Father's Day specials on the homepage right now. You can see us at www.cherriesdivine.com. It's spelled CHERRIESDIVINE. Or at 888-474-2617 to place an order.
Do I get to visit the factory?
Please.
Where is the factory?
We're in Buckhead off of Armor Drive in Monroe. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Terrific.
Right down the road.
Will we smell it when we drive up?
You will. You will when you walk in the door. You'll smell the chocolate. Oh, yeah,
I can't wait. Sure. We're going to have to get on that, Lee.
We'll do a remote.
Yeah, we should. We should. But really, our listeners, they need to taste this. This is one thing that you've got to go online and taste. So you can probably buy pretty small boxes and then...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Is it available in any store right now? Here in town?
No. Oddly enough, we're in 28 states across the country, and I do not have one retailer that's got it in the store
right
now.
Any gift shop? Any no local retailer? No. Wow. So if you're a local retailer, jump on this.
We're talking with Whole Foods and Fresh Markets for fourth quarter, but would love to be in some small gift shops.
Terrific.
Yeah. You know. Make some calls, maybe. Yeah.
Absolutely. I think I might have to do that. So that way I can get them immediately. I can just drive and pick them up rather than having to order them. That sounds like a really good idea, Lee.
And they're affordably priced, too. You can get a six-piece box for $13.95, mm-hmm. $14.
Wow.
The bigger 12-piece box is $19.95. Dressed up, we decorate them seasonally for Mother's Day, Valentine's, Christmas. When we put all the bells and whistles, those are $24.95.
Nice.
On them. So still, I mean, it's a very affordable gift.
The packaging is terrific.
Thank you.
We're out of time, Lee.
Yes, we are.
And I have cherries to eat.
So you're the big winner.
Yeah, right. I think Abby needs to have some of these, too.
All right.
We'll make sure she gets some. Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Andy. All of our guests, we hope our listeners have enjoyed the show, and we'll reach out and learn more about these fantastic companies. And if you have an idea for a guest, send it our way. Amy at AtlantaBusinessRadio.com. Until next week, I'm Amy Otto. We hope you have a fantastic week.